from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they'd need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The final hour of the Rob Brown Radio program starts now. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Rob Brown and the great one, Alonzo, with you this morning. Be a part of the show by texting us, 71307, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N. We'll read them on the air. FAN, F-A-N to 71307. And your message, we'll read them live on the program. You can also hit me on X at the Rob Brown Show. You can get it Lonzo at Lonzo on Word, and you can get it everybody at the station at the Fan Up State. All the different ways to get in touch with the radio broadcast this lovely upstate Monday morning. Brandon texted the show a little while ago. He said, Rob, is there any chance that you think Carolina could shock a few teams, or are they just done before it starts? Lonzo and I, a couple of days ago, did our schedule breakdown for the season, what we think the beginning of the season, what we think the entire season looks like for the Carolina Panthers. And if I recall correctly, and stop me if I don't, Zoe, I believe we ended up with the same record. You just had them dropping a bunch of L's out of the gate early, and I had it the other way around.
I don't know. I think I have had them have one more victory than you.
But we were in the same ballpark.
We both, I believe, might be optimistic.
Yeah. And I will keep it a buck. I am optimistic. I think this team is going to be better. I think this team already is better. The question mark is Dave Canales everything he was cracked up to be? We won't do a whole schedule breakdown again, Brandon, but I will tell you this. I think it is important for Carolina to get out of the gate hot. I think the first 6 weeks of the season, let's say 8 weeks of the season are massively important. But I will also say the first 10 weeks of the season, if Carolina is going to hit the over win total, which opened, you will remember, at 4.5, gamblers jumped all over that number. That number has since been moved up to 5.5. And if you don't know gambling, the juice, that is to say, the prize you pay for picking the more likely outcome, the juice, as it is called, is to the over for Carolina. What that means is that gamblers overall are betting Carolina on the over this year. All the other stuff is frankly irrelevant. people that are putting their money where their mouth is, proverbially, biblically speaking, those people are betting the over by and large. The Saints on the road, that's a winnable game. We're going to be bad, all right? New Orleans is going to be bad this year. It's going to be, I think, an ugly, long season for Who Dat Nation. The LA Chargers, I think, are a beatable football team for the Carolina Panthers. I'm not overly impressed thus far, though it is very early, with the beginning of the Jim Harbaugh regime. At the Raiders, I think Vegas is a better team on paper.
Wow.
I also know they're going with Gardner Minshew as their starting QB. And while I'm a big Gardner Minshew guy, I don't particularly view Gardner Minshew as a top five quarterback in the NFL. So that's a winnable game. The problem you're going to bump into with that one is that defense is going to be exceptional. Your offense is going to have to be clicking by week three. I don't think they can beat Cincinnati. I'm going to keep it a buck on the road. I don't think they can beat Chicago. I think Atlanta is a beatable team, but I felt a lot better about it. I think I gave Atlanta, in fact, I know I did. I gave all three teams in the NFC South a 1-1 split with Carolina. Atlanta's the one team in this division I think will go 2-0 against the Carolina Panthers. They have added a pass rusher. They have added a Pro Bowl, a two-time Pro Bowl safety. Those were the two spots that had me holding Atlanta back a little bit. I think Atlanta, I already believed Atlanta was going to win this division. Now I am confident in saying that that is so. So I'll say a loss to Atlanta. At Washington.
All right, really quick. Why are you now confident in Atlanta? Is it because what you've seen in preseason?
I was already confident in Atlanta. I already thought this was the best team in the NFC South. But I had a couple of question marks about them. The predominant two were pass rusher and defensive backs, specifically at the safety spot. Terry Fontenot went and got two Pro Bowlers last week and filled those two needs. The two biggest question marks I had about Atlanta have now both been filled by Terry Fontenot. That's why. Because the two holes they had that they neglected to fill with a top 10 draft pick in order to get Michael Penix Jr., which I still, and now I definitely think, was the right call. Terry Fontenot filled both of those slots with a Pro Bowler last week. That's why. I already felt good about him. So I'll say lose that game at Washington. That game is 100% dictated by Jaden Daniels. It is 100% dictated by the rookie out of LSU, who, by the way, is, per his coach Dan Quinn, on double secret probation this week because he ran the football this weekend and he didn't slide. He ran into contact. Remember, that was the big question mark about this kid.
Yeah, and if you were watching or saw the highlights, the first thing he did after he got up was look at the coach.
Yep.
It's like, yep. Oh no, I messed up.
Yep, he knew it. We knew it. Dan Quinn knew it. Everybody knew it. Depends on Jaden Daniels. But I'll say winnable game. At Denver, you can absolutely win that game. I think that team's going to stink this year. Back home against New Orleans on November 3rd, absolutely can win that game. I think we're going to stink this year. And then the New York Giants at home. I think that's a winnable game. I don't think the Giants are going to be very good this year. Danny Dimes made his long-awaited return from his ACL surgery in the preseason. All he did was throw a couple of picks and look completely out of sync. So, winnable game. I think of the first 10 weeks, the absolute ceiling in the first 10 weeks is probably 6-4. I think the floor is probably 2-8. And I think your reality is you're going to end up either 3-7, 4-6, or 5-5 through 10 weeks. And I wouldn't be mad about any of them. It just depends on how they get there.
See, I almost want to go back and redo my, because I don't know what we got. I just don't. Maybe we'll get lucky, and in the third preseason game, we'll see a couple series out of the quarterback. If not,
but
it just,
here's my thing.
I mean, this is speculating, but you're saying we know that quarterback's not good. We know that quarterback's not good. We know this team's not good. How do we know he's going to be any better than what Danny Dimes did? We don't, because he ain't playing.
So my thought here would be you. And it all is speculation, obviously. It's all going to be speculation until 2.5 weeks from now when we kick this thing off in week one on September 8th. But when we did our schedule breakdown a couple of weeks ago, I guess about a week and a half ago now, when we did our schedule breakdown, you had the same information then that you have now. So just like you can ask me where the confidence growth comes from for Atlanta, why is not seeing Bryce Young play in the preseason, why has that dropped your confidence off from where it was 2 weeks ago when you hadn't seen Bryce Young in the preseason?
All right, so when we did this, there was a sense of anticipation. There was a sense of positivity that maybe, you know, things are going to improve and all that. And I believed that we would have already seen him at this point, and we haven't. And the less we see of him, the more I think, as I pointed out earlier, the more I think they're hiding him. And that has me worried.
That would make more sense to me if this team was actively trying to win preseason games, right? I don't think any team is trying to win preseason games. I think they may try to win scenarios in the game, right? They may go out there and bust it for a touchdown when they've got themselves on the 4-yard line, but they're not doing it so that they put points on the board in a meaningless preseason game. They're doing that so that they get some work on red zone possessions, right? They're doing that so that they get some live reps against the live defense in specific situations. You're sending your kicker out there with a chance to win the game, not because you want to win the game, but because you want to give everybody on that field goal team the opportunity to get as close to a real life simulation of what might happen in the regular game as you can. You don't send, if you're the Dallas Cowboys, your kicker out there to try to knock down a 66-yard kick, which he did, by the way. You don't send him out there to try to knock down a 66-footer so that you can win a meaningless preseason game against the Las Vegas Raiders. You send him out there so that he gets a feel for what a long live scrimmage kick looks like, and so that you get a feel of whether or not he's got the leg to do it when the regular season rolls around. The preseason is not for us. Never has been.
But it has to be partially for the fan. It's not just about that. Because if so, why have the games? Except for to get money. So, and you get money from fans. You want the fans to come to the game, so you put the product on the field that the fans may want to come and see, including players that they anticipate and want to hopefully see that they're going to do better. If you weren't worried about the fans, there would be no preseason games. There would just be joint practices, and that would be it. And the first game would be the first time we would see anybody.
I don't agree. I get the joint practice, but the ability to, and it is presented as a game for the fans, sure. You were not wrong. It's going to happen, so you might as well try to sell some tickets, sell some merch, yada, yada, yada. But I don't think that's why we have preseason games. I think we have preseason games so that coaches can get a look, can throw their dudes out there, can get an opportunity to see what players do in a game-like environment.
So you're saying they should be free? So preseason games should be free?
Yes. Now, you and I both know the NFL is going to monetize everything they can monetize for sure. But yes, if it was me, I would open up the concession stands, but I would make tickets free. Yes, absolutely. Because again, it ain't for us. It never has.
Well, if you do that, in Carolina's case, people still won't come.
I mean, okay.
If you could get in free. You know what? You know why? Because you're not going to see what you want to see. You want to see if the quarterback has improved, and you're not going to see it.
Again, I get it. You're hung up on it, and I understand why entirely. As a fan, yeah, I want to see if you have developed my franchise quarterback is not, or not. What I am saying is, at this point, because I don't have any other choice right now, at this point, I am going to trust Dave Canales to know what is best for Bryce Young, to know what is best for his offense, to know what is best for each individual player. We also haven't seen Deontay Johnson out there. We also haven't seen J.C. Horn out there. Like, we're not seeing a lot of guys. It's not just B.Y. And I get where you're coming from. Kyle just popped up in the Facebook chat. He said, I think it's smart not to play B.Y. It's not worth the risk. Yeah, and that's the other aspect of it is, I don't think anybody, and I know we don't, expect Carolina to be making a playoff push this year. So why am I going to throw out my franchise guy behind a makeshift offensive line that is missing a bunch of dudes who are banged up and run the risk of him getting hurt before we even get to the
season? All right, this argument kills me. So why is he doing joint practices? We talked about it earlier, and you said it's ones against ones. So why is he doing that? I mean, why would you take the risk of putting him out there against another team and getting hurt? Why would you do that?
Because number one, a live practice scrimmage is a much more controllable environment.
There have been more people hurt in practice this season so far than there have in any of the preseason games.
If you have the numbers on that, I'd be very interested. I know the Saints lost three guys yesterday in the preseason game, including one who was expected to be a probable starter in my absolute dog, Kool-Aid McKinstry.
So would it have been okay if they got hurt in the first game rather than the preseason game? What's the difference? They're still getting hurt.
You don't want anybody hurt at all, obviously, but I think my point here is that the preseason games are, by definition, a less controllable environment. You can't control a preseason game. The referees
you can't control joint practices either. How many fights have been breaking out?
Zero at the Patriots camp, where Gerard Mayo said, if you fight and you're a starter, you play the whole half. If you get in a fight and you're not a starter, you don't play in the preseason game at all, because he controls his practices, and that is commendable, right? The point here is, football is a violent game, and anybody can get hurt at any time doing anything. How many non-contact injuries have we seen guys go down to over the years? The answer is a lot. It happens. But what I'm saying is, you're more likely to get hurt in full contact scenarios. And an 11-on-11 ones-on-ones scrimmage is more controllable. If my quarterback is under threat all the time, I can go to the other coach and go, yo, we're going to red jersey that guy. Please don't hit our guy. And the other coach will say, okay, we got you. Thanks. In the NFL regular season or a preseason game, if that guy's getting popped, he's getting popped. That's just the end of it. So I think it's just about controlling and giving the best possible opportunity for Bryce to come out of the preseason on the other side feeling better. All right, let's take a break. When we come back, we got to get some baseball in here. The Atlanta Braves, now 6 games over 500, trying to run down the Phillies in the East. They had a 3-game set against the Angels this weekend. How did it turn out? We'll talk about that. Plus, we'll get some more college football in here. It's all coming up on the Rob Brown Show in the Fan Upstate.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches. Because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Rob Brown Show back on your radio. The Fan Upstate rolling through the final hour of the broadcast today. Be a part of the show. Text us 71307, 71307. Start your text with FAN, F-A-N. We'll read them on the air. Join us on the live stream, Facebook.
You all right? You okay?
Yeah, I was trying to, I was trying to kick my leg up under me. And as I started to, my leg said, I don't bend like that no more. And so I had to like spin around so I could get out from under the desk. It's, you know, it's just, I'm almost 40. It is like, I've just accepted it. It's all downhill from here. There's no going back, you know? Texter says, Rob, I hate to say it because I am a Panthers fan, but maybe they didn't play BY because if fans saw how bad he was, they wouldn't buy tickets for the first game. Is that a theory that could be proven correct? I mean, maybe, like, I guess. Is it the one that I am going to elect to believe as the most likely? No. Here, I'm not going to believe that as the most likely.
But think about it. If you are a Panthers fan, you've been let down quite a bit lately. So, of course, you're going to probably side on the negativity. And like I said earlier, it makes it look like they're hiding them. And I think anyone who is a diehard Panther fan is probably going to think that because it's hard to be positive right now.
I mean, again, I get it entirely. I just think at this point you have one choice and one choice alone, which is trust Dave Canales, that he knows BY and he knows what's happening better than we do. At least I hope so. Texter says Drake May will be better than Bryce Young in the NFL. Drake had a couple of minutes there for Carolina. The rumor mill is a spinning that while Gerard Mayo said yesterday that the quarterback competition for New England is not yet over, Drake May at practice yesterday, at practice leading up to the game this weekend, was taking the majority of the snaps with the ones. Here's what I'm going to tell you. If you're, I don't know if you're saying this because you're a Patriots guy or a Tar Heel guy or both or neither or what. Here's what I'll say about Drake May. I have said the entire time, Drake May is a project quarterback. And I think he is a project quarterback that could absolutely be good. I also think he's a project quarterback that could be ruined because the Patriots are so desperate to find their Tom Brady replacement that anybody who steps on and puts on the helmet will just immediately be expected to be great. I kind of feel apprehension about that scenario, the same for the reasons that I have blamed a couple of times the failure of DJ Uiagalelei at Clemson. That is to say, I think there's so much pressure from every angle, from the coaches, from the fans, from the front office. I think there's so much pressure on this cat that unless he is just the most headstrong dude out there, it's going to be hard to handle that much pressure. It's going to be hard to be able to stare all of that in the face and succeed anyway. One of the things that, and I go back to our draft coverage leading up to the NFL draft 3 years ago in March. There was a lot of crap that got thrown at new Chicago Bears starting quarterback Caleb Williams. Caleb got busted up because he had a pink phone case and he painted his fingernails. And I said, you know, I got to tell you, I actually really like that about Caleb Williams. Not that I have anything for or against painting fingernails or pink cases. I don't give a damn, okay? If you want to paint your nails, paint your nails. It has absolutely and entirely, pardon me, zero impact on my life if you paint your fingernails. But I saw all of the mockery that Caleb Williams got. I saw all of the judgment that Caleb Williams got leading up to the draft. And then Caleb Williams showed up at the draft in a very unique suit with his fingernails painted to match and his pink phone case and all his different stuff. And I said on draft night, as I was watching this kid get ready to be selected, I said on draft night, you know what? This is a good mental attitude for Caleb Williams to have. Because my guy is going to show up in Chicago, and just like has happened, we've already had people in our chat in Greenville, South Carolina this morning. This dude is going to show up and is going to be expected by Chicago Bears fans to be football Jesus out the gate. He is going to show up and expected to be the Windy City Savior the minute he gets to Chicago, Illinois. And that is a metric buttload of pressure on that guy. But this is the dude that was constantly getting mocked for crying and the way he talked and the way he acted and his fingernails being painted and his phone case and every other little superficial thing that people could find to bust up on this cat for. They were doing it. They were just hitting him time and time and time again. And I said, I'm a keep it a buck with you. And some of y'all aren't going to get it. Some of y'all will. It is what it is. A dude that is that willing and able to live his own life and to be his own guy and to watch the criticism, to hear the criticism of all the people around him and still wake up every day and go, yeah, I don't care if you judge me. I'm painting my fingernails. Yeah, I don't care if you judge me. I like this phone case. Yeah, I don't care if you judge me. I'm wearing this suit. Yeah, I don't care if you judge me. I'm doing this, that, and the other. A dude who has that ability in him is the type of dude that can handle that pressure. I go back to the Clemson conversation from a minute ago. One of the biggest problems, concerns, whatever you want to call it, that I had when DJ got to Clemson, and I've already said this once this morning, I have a belief that Big Dave and DJ learned how or taught DJ how to be a brand before they taught him how to be a quarterback. And so when it got there, he was phenomenal at brand building. He showed up to that first ACC media day, and he had the big Cinco necklace on, and he had the custom tailored Italian suit. I mean, the dude had a complete, entire, and total vibe going down. All right. And I'm not mad at him. All right. Y'all have watched this show long enough. Y'all know that I got my own effort every night. It's not quite that outlandish. I wish it was sometimes. It's not quite that outlandish. But like, I think it's good to kind of have your own vibe going, to kind of have your own thing going. And Caleb Williams certainly does and certainly did. And because of that, I said, all right, if this cat can show up, can be that guy, can feel that comfortable being himself and not worry about anything else, then I'm not worried about the mental aspect of the game. I am a wee bit concerned, and this is one spot I will say I show concern about, a wee bit concerned about Bryce Young, because my man has now spent 2 years in a program built of nuclear waste caliber toxicity around him, listening to how he's the problem when, respectfully, he's not, or at least not the primary one. Drake May shows up to New England, and I really do think the fear for me is the same as the fear was for Caleb Williams getting to Chicago. These people, they don't even want football Jesus. They want Tom Brady 2.0. That's what they want. Drake May to be Tom Brady 2.0 now. And to put that much pressure on that guy's head and tell me for a second, Jacoby Brissett's not going to be the backup on this team. I'll be blown away if Brissett gets to start week one. It's a lot of pressure to dump on that guy's head and expect him to just get it, to just get it. I think he's a guy that needs some time. I don't know how much time Caleb Williams needed. Clearly, the answer is not that much. Jaden Daniels, another guy. I think Jaden Daniels is going to have the best career of any quarterback drafted this year. I also think, as we learned in that preseason game, because this is what preseason is for, I also think, as we learned in that preseason game, Jaden Daniels needs some time. He needs some time to learn to run, to understand. He needs to take a couple of pops and realize, maybe I don't want to run into the waiting arms of NFL linebackers. Some guys take time, some guys don't. Drake May will. Speaking of taking time, let's take time out. We'll come back here in a minute, give you some more thoughts on the NFL and college football before we wrap it up for the day. Rob Alonso and you, the Rob Brown Show, the Fan Upstate. It is the Rob Brown Show. It is the Fan Upstate. Welcome back. Wrapping up the radio broadcast this morning. If you want to be a part of it, you can text to 71307, 71307. Start your text with Fan, F-A-N. You can also join us on the live stream, facebook.com/TheFanUpstate. The Rob Brown Show on Facebook, The Fan Upstate, or The Rob Brown Show on YouTube, and The Rob Brown Show on Twitch. All available to you this morning should you elect to join us here on the air. We've got a few more things that I want to get to throughout the remainder of the show in the short remaining time that we have here together. So, a couple of things that I wanted to jump at. One of them, this one, Notre Dame has done something kind of interesting. They are not the first, though they are arguably the most high-profile team to do this. They have hired a gentleman by the name of Anthony Trish. Anthony Trish has joined Marcus Freeman's staff, Lonzo, as the director of analytics. They've created this position for him. Why? Because Marcus Freeman gets it. Marcus Freeman understands that while at the end of the day, a head coach who knows his team and knows his guys and is intimately aware of what they are capable of under different situations and settings, numbers matter. Numbers matter. Numbers tell you things. Math can tell you things. Math is the language of the universe. I wish I was good at math. I would have probably been a rich person, but I suck at math, so all my jobs are words jobs. They have hired a director of analytics who will effectively comb through numbers and try to see if he can grab Notre Dame some advantages in the numbers during game to game competition. Freeman said of Trish, quote, it was a position we felt we didn't have. We needed to have to really be able to maximize his football program. And he's only been here a couple of days, but I think he's going to be a valued asset, end quote. This is one more thing, I guess. This is one more thing that I think you can look at and say, football's changing, right? Like, I don't know that if you teleported, if you DeLoreaned back to the late 90s and you told a football coach back then, if you told a Bobby Bowden back then, hey, there's going to be a day sometime in the not terribly distant future where what you decide to do with your ball club is going to be less dictated by you and more dictated by a dork with a calculator crunching the numbers. But the reality, yes, yes, nerds run everything, and now that includes sports.
It disappeared off my cart wall, or I would have played it earlier, so I had to research and find it. That's one of the things.
But you got it back.
Yes, so good am play. I, because it definitely applies to this. How much does that work in football? I don't know. I get it in baseball. I don't know how much it works in football.
I mean, listen, if you are comfortable looking at and seeing that this particular play, and the beautiful thing about the analytics, and I had a conversation with Cody Decker about this on Bet for the Cycle this past Saturday. The beautiful thing about the modern day of analytics is that if you know where to look, you can dial in a stat to be as specific as you want, right? So I'm talking about in baseball, we were looking at some bets we were going to put together for our Parlay v Parlay Challenge this week. And when we put the bets together, we dialed in on a pitcher that we were able to get his splits, his numbers, against left-handers in the daytime in divisional games. Like, and you can split these things all the way down, right? Like, you can look at a team and go, all right, what happens if a team with a quarterback who has a 67 or below or above percent completion percentage runs a naked boot on third and 11 against the defense ranked inside the top 60, but not the top 40 team? You can dial all this in. And while obviously, much like gambling, you can do all the research in the world, but there's still 22 guys out there that dictate what happens. If you know that play X has a routine and dramatically higher probability of success than play Y, yeah, you're going to call that play, right? You're going to call that play.
Here's the problem, Coach. Coach, you can't do this play because the analytics say that you're not well white. Listen to me, Coach. That's why I'm here.
I think you, I think this is a bit of a holdup of Lonzo's anti-AI stance. Basically afraid that there's going to be a world one day where football teams are going to be coached by AI and not football coaches. And while I see that that is a possibility, sure, I would also make the argument that, and I think I want to say it was Nick Saban who said it, though it may not have been. But there was a college coach a year or two ago that got asked about all of this, right? Got asked about analytics and numbers and how he decides when to go with the analytics and when not to. And this coach basically said what I said, which was something along the lines of, you know, at the end of the day, it can definitely give you an advantage of providing you with insights of what doesn't work at the clip we'd like. But at the same time, AI is not watching my football team practice in the fall. AI is not having a conversation with my quarterback where he says, Coach, this is what I'm really comfortable with, or this is what I'm not. AI is not doing any of those things, and it may one day, but right now it doesn't. So if you're telling me that Notre Dame has hired a nerd to come in there with his calculator and his pocketbook and his whatever else, no girlfriend or whatever, and look at all these numbers and click, 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 dial these things in and find out that play X has X percent chance of winning and play Y doesn't. Why would you be against that? Why would you not want that? Why would you not want to know when something you're thinking about doing statistically fails, or something you didn't consider statistically succeeds in any given situation? Like, it just makes sense to me that you would want that to happen. But maybe it's just me. Maybe it's just me. We'll talk more about that coming up on tomorrow's show. Coming up on tomorrow's show, by the way, because last week we did a list. And that list just worked so fine and dandy that tomorrow on the show, we're going to do another list. And this time, Lonzo, just to up the ante, this time it's going to be a Rob Brown original list. Tomorrow, the top 10 college and NFL coaches on the hot seat. NFL probably be five. I don't know if there's 10 in the NFL on the hot seat.
Are we getting a graph? Are we getting a graph? I mean, you know, some people want the graph. You got time. You got time to put together a graph.
I mean, I got time. I can't drive anywhere, so I do have time. I mean, maybe I'll do a graph, Lonzo. There's nothing wrong with graphs. This is a big segment for dorks who like graphs right now, is what this is.
You draw it out on the tablet. I mean, there's many possibilities. Or, I mean, you know, you've got time to, like, cut pieces out of the newspaper and make it into a graph. I don't know.
Ooh, maybe I'll make an Excel spreadsheet tonight.
Ooh. There you go.
Don't get too excited.
I love those. Those are awesome.
Maybe an Excel spreadsheet. I spent a lot of time in high school Excel class learning how to work that software program that I haven't used since.
I wish I would have had those classes available since it didn't exist when I was in high school and I've had to figure it out.
Typewriter class?
Actually, you had typewriter class, yes. And they had just
chisel and stone class.
No, they had just incorporated electric typewriters in, and when I was a senior, we got Apple IIe's in there. Yeah.
Ooh.
It was awesome.
Went to carrier pigeon class.
I made a car go down the road on computer, which was amazing at the time. All right, the first thing is Xing is the Batman.
The Batman. Obviously, we have a Robert Pattinson Batman sequel coming out at some point. And I believe we have started to get some looks at what that could turn into. I don't know if it's connected to that.
All right. Why it's Xing is someone put it out there because you do on occasion. Who was the best Bruce Wayne?
Of course. You gotta do that every now and then.
You gotta keep it present in people's minds, apparently.
Let's go. I mean, Keaton was a good older Batman.
That's what you're going with? I mean,
Like, I know everybody's going to want to say Christian Bale, and I get that. But if we're, you know what? I'm going to take that back.
Christian Bale was a good Batman.
Was a good Batman. A great Bruce Wayne.
No, he was a horrible Bruce. He's probably the worst Bruce Wayne out of them all. I'm still going to go with Ben Affleck, the best Bruce Wayne. He acted rich. He had an arrogance about him that worked really well for that. And when he wasn't doing that, he was rugged and all the things that he needed to be for Batman. Probably Keaton would be my second.
That's fair. That's not a bad list. That's fair.
All right. The next thing that's Xing is Russell Wilson.
Russell Wilson is trending because he was QB1 for the Pittsburgh Steelers last night when they started their preseason. He played, as did Justin Fields, and neither one of them looked inspiring at all, I don't think. It was very ho-hum, so to speak.
It's kind of funny. Up on the screen right now is Russell Wilson fighting for a last chance to be an NFL starter. Yes, he is. Because here's the thing. If they're both going to play about the same, you pick the younger guy.
Oh, I agree with that. I agree with that. If Russell Wilson cannot separate himself from Justin Fields, that is the point that I absolutely make the switch. I still think he's the starter. I think he's the finisher. I think he's going through weeks, 18 now at the QB1 spot. But I will also acknowledge if there is any point where he slows down and it looks like Justin Fields is able to play as well, then at that point, I absolutely think you make the switch for sure.
All right. And finally, because you took one of mine away earlier, Michael Kane.
Michael Kane is trending because there was a conversation about who's the best Alfred.
No, he's been throwing up Batman quotes and people are getting upset about it, apparently. He threw up a Watch the World Burn quote. I don't know if it's political or what, but he threw it up there and people are it's trending, but, you know. Oh, also, I forgot this one. It just came across. Phil Donahue has died.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Phil Donahue is a name that I have not heard in a long, long time. And I will also say,
by the way,
I was going to say he had to be. If he wasn't 90, he was all over it at this point. Phil Donahue was on that list of talk show hosts that when you stayed home sick from school, like you were going to end up watching some Sally, Jesse, Raphael. Phil Donahue. Who am I missing? There's more, right? Like young Maury Povich.
There's got to be more. There's some older guys, but I mean, way back before you. But still, Phil Donahue was the original kind of guy that got a little in the weeds, I believe. As far as fighting on stage and stuff like that, possibly. I think
Phil
it was Phil.
Donahue. God, I don't even think I've heard Phil Donahue's name in 100 years. All right, that's it for us, kids. Thanks for being here. Hope you enjoyed the show. If you didn't, sucks to be you. Try us again tomorrow. Maybe we'll do better. He's Lonzo. I'm Rob. Have a lovely rest of your day. We'll see you back here tomorrow to do it all over again, but better on the Rob Brown Show and the Fan Upstate. Later.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
For the first time, U.S. subscribers can stream MLB Network 24/7, including select out-of-market games.
Swing and a drive. It's deep. It's good. Yes!
Stream minor league affiliates.
Home run number one.
Or draft pick number one.
Plus, get MLB Big Inning and live audio for all 30 teams.
Baseball can't get better than this.
Experience the game like never before with MLB Network and At-Bat, your all-in-one baseball destination. Only $6.99 per month. Visit MLB.com/At-Bat for details. Blackout and other restrictions apply. MLB trademarks used with permission.